Ooh, so it was my birthday a few days ago. And I know, maybe you already knew, or maybe you didn't know. Don't feel bad, it's okay. It was my birthday a few days ago when I thought about this. And I thought about what I was gonna say. I like to have some thought or some process. And actually, I'm actually pre-recording this, so actually, you guys are hearing this. It's actually my birthday today. But when you're gonna hear this, it's probably the 9th of August, and my birthday's on the 5th. And what's on my mind today as I look back, and I always like to say, what if I had to chat with my 20-year-old self, or I had to chat with my 30-year-old self? And I think one of the things that I would say, which is very similar every year, it would be along the lines of something like, you may not have it figured out, but just keep going. You may not have it figured out, but just keep going. Because I find that every kind of influx in my life, it sounds more beautiful in Spanish, every esquina, which means in every corner of my life, there seems to be some kind of change or challenge that is there, something else that needs to be figured out. And I think as I was younger, I used to think that as I get older, things will make more sense to me. It means I'll figure out more things. And what I've realized is that's a never-ending process. Life is figuring it out. I would say that's the definition of life. Because if you figured it out already, where's the challenge going to come from in your life? Once you made $1 million, how do you make that two? Once you made $2 million, how do you make that four? How do you make it faster? How do you make it without even having a product? How do you make it with people who don't even know you yet? Like, there's always another level you can go to. Now, I'm not denying the importance of being able to, be grateful for it. But as I look at it, it's very similar. Last year, like this time last year, I was, where was I? I think I was in Costa Rica at this time last year, a place that I never thought I'd ever be. There with people that aren't even parts of my life anymore. But yet my journey was there. And in that part of my journey, as confused as I was, there was a figuring it out. And in the process of not figuring it out, I learned other things. I learned new skills. I learned new things that serve me to this day. So as I share this with you all, it's my hope that you understand that it never really gets figured out. It's a myth. I don't know who it was created by, but waiting to get it figured out, I think it was created possibly by people who wanted to sell you something. Because if you don't have it figured out, how about you pay me and I'll show you? But I think it's more of like figuring out what works best right now into a way that leads you to a better future. And as I'm driving my car recording this podcast to you, I'm trying to figure out how to get to this hotel. Then as I get there, I'm there for a brand, and they brought me out here for 4 days, and I got to figure out, what is there to see in this place that I'm going? Then I got to figure out, how do I want to share that in content? How do I want to share it with them? How do I make them look? It's a constant figuring it out. And as I say, as I've gotten older and I've realized that it's this whole figuring it out phase, it's just like, it just keeps going. So if you can't fall in love with figuring it out, you're in for a long life. And not a long one like I did everything, it feels amazing, but in for one that can be very frustrating. Because the figuring it out process is by itself life. You figure out how to raise a baby, but then the baby's one. You figure out how to raise a 1-year-old, then you figure out how to raise a 5-year-old, then you figure out how to raise a 10-year-old. Then you figure out how to raise a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 25-year-old. You figure out how to be a grandparent. You figure out while you're working your job, you figure out how to retire. You figure out how to use your time while retiring. You figure out how to be more into your children's lives or into your community. So there's never a point of when you're not figuring it out. And I've talked to so many people that just seem to put this phase out there. People tend to put this facade, this painting that, hey, I've got it figured out. This is what you do. And understand that, yes, that is true, but also understand, don't think this person's life is perfect because they're not teaching you, because maybe they're going through it themselves, but they're trying to figure out what's next for them. They're trying to figure out, how do they do the next thing? Trying to figure out, how do they enjoy and appreciate what they have even more? So as I've gotten to my age as 36, and I'm trying to figure out this part of my life. What is it like being a 36-year-old? How do I do this the right way? How do I get more energy? How do I do more, have more, be more, become more, help others to give more? How do I do this? So the question, well, I guess it's not even really a question, but the thing that I want to kind of spark in your mind is to understand that the figuring out process is life. So if you find yourself in a place of not being able to figure it out, it just means that you're in life. And what if you learn to just embrace it more? What if you learn to just understand that this is what it is? And by just the simple attempt of figuring it out, you're growing. And you understand that if you aren't growing, then that could only mean one other thing, because nothing stays the same. Take care of yourself, your mind, others around you. This is Luke for Luke Life Charms, over and out.